Now, this was the weekend it was all meant to kick off. I'm talking about those concerts, that country singer. If you had a ticket and you were supposed to be going, you might want to mark the occasion here. In fact, I'm just looking at something in the Irish Daily Star. The weekend, the 400,000 Garth Brooks fans were looking forward to, but instead of singing the dance, that must be the name of one of his songs, with the king of country music, fans were left singing the blues. Croke Park felt as lonesome as an old country love song as it played host to a school children's tour instead of playing host to what could have been the most successful comeback special show in entertainment history yesterday. And the warm weather only dampened spirits further as the 83,000 capacity stadium looked spectacular, drenched in glorious sunshine. The perfect concert conditions, well, yeah, the perfect concert conditions are really late night, dark and loads of great lights. But anyway, I get your point. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, I was talking about something else to mark the occasion. So a County Offaly signwriting company has come up with the answer, and Dale Farrell of Nevada Signs is the man to talk to. That's why I'm talking to Dale. Dale, how are you?
Not too bad, Dave, and yourself?
I'm very good indeed. Tell us what you've done to mark the Garth Brooks concerts that nearly were but weren't.
The concerts that nearly were. Well, we came up with a bumper sticker. What it is, it's Garth's image on the American flag, which is intertwined with the Irish flag, which has the slogan, "I almost saw Garth Brooks in Croke Park, July 2014.
Okay, so with all the other people who had bought hats and who had bought everything else and who had bought stickers and everything are now trying to get rid of them, you've got one specifically designed for this unique occasion, i.e. he's not playing.
He's not playing. When the whole will it go ahead, won't it go ahead came out first, we were just sitting down talking about it. It was all the country was talking about at that stage. And we said, just for the crack, we come up with something, you know, just to try and market, put it on Done Deal, see how it goes. And we were absolutely flabbergasted with the results. In the first 3 days, there was over 4,500 hits on the ad on Done Deal.
And this is a sticker that goes in the back of the car, like my other car's a Porsche, those kind of ones. That go
correct
from,
and right. Yeah. It's that same style of sticker that goes in the back of the car, just at 7 right. inches by 3 inches.
Now, it's not in one of those kind of pyramid-shaped things of, like, you know, baby on board. As if I'm going to drive any different with a baby on board. I don't care about that. It's not one of those, is it?
It's not one of those. It's actually, it's similar to a bullet shape is the best description.
Right,
okay.
Give. Yeah. So, written on the, I almost saw Garth Brooks in Croke Park, July 2014. Picture of Garth Brooks, stars and stripes, Irish flag in the background. Now, how can we buy one of them?
Now, they can be bought through Done Deal. They can also be bought through eBay, which is how some of our international customers as such are purchasing them through eBay. The furthest one we've sold actually got as far as Canada. There has been some sold to the US, a couple down through Europe, the UK, but mainly sold in Ireland.
Actually, that's funny you say Canada, because I was just reading an article this week from a Canadian newspaper thing that I was shown saying, did you hear about the country that went so far into depression, it wasn't a joke, about 4 or 5 years ago, was handed a £100 million lifeline. They said, no, thanks, we don't want it, which would have lasted for a week. Anyway, that's another story altogether, which we've heard a lot about over the last 5 or 6 weeks. How much is the cost of a sticker there, Dale?
Cost of a sticker is €6 for one, €10 for two. That includes the VAT and the postage.
Come on, you're so
most important.
You know, you have a bit of a kind of a country kind of name. Dale Farrell of Nevada Signs. Are you a Garth Brooks fan?
I would be a Garth Brooks fan. I tried to get tickets for the concert. I was on Ticketmaster like the rest of the country, and then the website crashed. I got nothing. My brother had tickets to go to the Sunday night gig.
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that with the 5 concerts that were supposed to be on, there were still people who couldn't get tickets? I didn't know that.
Still people who couldn't get tickets, yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that there could have even been edging towards a 6th concert?
I don't think we'll go down that route.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know that. Okay, now, the Irish weather, by the way, the sticker. Is the sticker on the outside of the car? It's on the bumper,
sticker
is it?
Sticker's on the outside of the car for the simple reason is if you do need to remove it, you're not going to damage, we say, anything on the interior of your car, such as heat lanes, if you do go to take it off on your back window, for example. Now, we have put an over-laminate on the sticker, which is just a clear film, which means it can go through a car wash, it can take, we'll say, tar spots from the road, anything like that. It's going to last for years. It's not the sort of thing that's just going to fade. It's not kind of printed on cheap material. It's there as a kind of as a lasting reminder, so to speak.
Brilliant. The real deal, in other words. The 7 the by 3 deal. Inch stickers printed on high-quality vinyl with over-laminate, you call it. And you're getting orders from outside Ireland as well. So have you sent any out to Nashville to a certain Mr. Garth Brooks, by any chance?
We haven't. We're discussing it at the minute, but we, like we said, we're only a small Irish company. If he takes it badly, I don't think we could afford the lawsuit, but we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes indeed, yeah. And basically you just started off with a bit of a laugh and now suddenly it's doing you a lot of good, yeah?
Yeah, it started as a bit of a laugh. Now it's getting this massive publicity. Like, it's been mentioned in most of the national papers. Our local papers in the Offaly area have it as well. So it's attracting a lot of attention for the business, which is good. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
There's no such thing as bad publicity, especially if you spell your name right. D-A-L-E. Listen, Dale correct, Farrell correct. Of Nevada Science. Good man yourself, Dale. Thank you very much. Actually, I have one here, which says the Daily Edge have won the best Garth Brooks t-shirt. We have a winner. Take a bow. So the ridiculously Irish reaction to the cancelled Garth Brooks concert. It's not a ridiculously Irish reaction. It's a huge scene, this thing. The amount of people giving out about the reaction to the Garth Brooks thing. It's a major event that didn't happen. And anyway, and also all the country is involved. Like 400,000 people are involved, up to the tune of about maybe 200 quid, 60 or 70 for the ticket alone. Anyway, it's always, you can put your ticket on a t-shirt and it says Feck It, and the ticket is on the t-shirt here in Feck It. You'd have to look up the Daily Edge and see it yourself. Anyway, listen, thanks a million. Good man yourself, Dale. Onwards and upwards. Good man. Thanks, Dale. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Dave.
All right, bye. Good luck. Very good indeed. There it is, Garth Brooks. He's not playing. Now,